Secretary of War signs memorandum to end military bases as gun-free zones. By A.W.R. Hawkins on April 2, 2026. On Thursday, Secretary of War Pete Hegseth announced his signing of a memorandum ending the blanket gun-free policies on military bases in the United States. He made clear that the right to self-defense comes from God rather than government. Hegseth noted, "The Second Amendment of our Constitution enshrines the right of all citizens to carry weapons to protect themselves, their families, and their countrymen." He pointed out that warfighters are no less entitled to keep and bear arms than any other American. "Yet, our bases across the country have become gun-free zones," he said. Hegseth made clear the memo he is signing will ensure that service members will be able to have their Second Amendment rights on post. The memo signed by Hegseth directs installation commanders to allow requests for personal protection to carry a privately owned firearm. He said, "Affirming your God-given right to self-protection is what I'm signing today." A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and the director of global marketing for Lone Star Hunts. He holds a Ph.D. in military history with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. He enjoys reading philosophy and novels by Jack Carr and Nelson DeMille. Follow him on X, at R. Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly at R. Hawkins at Breitbart.com.